1270. The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Fox News Radio 1270 welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada. Hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
And a very good Saturday afternoon to you, and thank you so much for joining us on Broadview. It's a two-hour show where we discuss current stories, we have opinions, information, entertainment, whatever we want to do. And you can sit back and you can listen to the conversations, or please feel free to call in and express yourself. The lines are open, 823-1920. And if you have any questions for any of my guests today, feel free to email me, broadview1@live.com. That's broadview1@live.com. Well, joining me again this week is my co-host, JP, his weekly column. I said column, at jpattitude.com. And this week, his blog is on two-faced rhinos.
But then you said the word block.
Well, yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to make you happy.
Good afternoon, Jay.
Hi. I found it very interesting to me because we talked a bit about how I feel towards Republicans that say they don't want big government messed in all our business, but then they have their own causes that they want to get the government involved in. So we're going to talk about that. And I found it very interesting. Okay. We're going to talk about that blog later. Also this week, Carol Abel. She's part of the Hidden Valley Wild Horse Protection Association. We're going to talk about a bill that was pretty much misunderstood, and it really got some people up in arms, and also some things about the BLM that you might not know. So I'm looking forward to her. Also, there's a new edition of Boober Magazine on stands now, and Connie McMullen is going to be here in our Laugh Lounge today. It's Gabriel Rutledge, and we're going to also give you a chance to pick up some free tickets to the Biggest Little Comedy Show for tonight's performance from Reno Tahoe Comedy at the Pioneer Underground. And Dan Kim. Always happy to have him, the hippest hypnotist to hit Reno. He's always fun. Also, our financial guru and co-host of Nevada Matters, Steve Ossie, with important information on the market and more. You can't stop at that. Also, Dr. Annette Childs with our Better Living segment, shedding some light on holiday sanity, if there is such a thing.
I hope so.
Okay, but yeah, sometimes, if you don't eat too many burgers. And once again, phone lines are open at 823-1920. JP, let's get to some hot topics of the week. Also, quickly, 1270 The Buzz welcoming ABC News now here. CBS News. Oh, ooh,
yeah, get
terrible.
That right.
CBS, ABC, CBS. Oh, whatever. All right, so we're happy about that. So let's see your hot topics. Obama's clueless and dishonest press conference. What?
Gosh, I hate to start so serious, but that was a bizarre press conference.
Tell me about it. Like a childish tantrum,
I mean,
you said.
He got facts wrong. He was giving the Congress crap for going away for 4th of July weekend or something. And then he announces 5 minutes later that he's going to Camp David and then Martha's Vineyard. I mean,
he's out of town.
He had no part in any of these negotiations.
I wonder if he's out of touch.
Stops in for 5 minutes and then goes off again.
Well, you know what I think is the most important thing, of course, is the ceiling, the debate on raising the debt ceiling.
Yeah, that's what it was about.
How can they go anywhere? I mean, they better get this right. We don't have much time on this.
Democrats want to raise taxes and Republicans want to cut spending. That's how it boils down.
Well, I think they're kind of at a... I'm ashamed of them both because they're at a standstill. I mean, obviously, we have to raise it. I mean, what are we going to do? We're going to shut down the government? And then what?
What do you mean we have to raise it? Why do we have to raise it?
Because they're talking about not sending out our Social Security checks and everything else. I mean, how are they going to do all that if they shut down the government?
That's the last thing they would do. Besides, the Social Security is supposed to be sitting in a fund, so they can't legally stop sending out Social Security checks.
Well, it is sitting in a fund, and they just keep
using it. Just because they've stolen all that money doesn't mean...
I was just going to say, we were talking earlier about they're using it on military tanks and things. That's what they're doing.
That was a bizarre conference.
It was a bizarre conference. I didn't understand any of it.
And even the liberal media is starting to come around and challenge him on some of this. Some CNN woman stood up and gave him a very tough question.
Well, yeah.
I could tell he was irritated.
Yeah, even the Democrats. The Democrats are saying, come on, this is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
First of all, they said it has to be settled by August 2nd. And the CNN woman stood up and said, well, this is the fourth time you said it has to be settled by a certain date. And the first three times, nothing happened. So what makes us believe you this time?
Well, what's the big deal? They raise it and cut spending. Isn't that the whole idea?
Raise the debt limit and cut spending, but the Democrats don't want to cut the spending. They've raised it outrageously over the last couple of years. They have to cut it now.
Well, since we're still in control of the big funds of the world, we can do that. Otherwise, they're going to start making more money. I mean, what else is there? Yeah?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. It's crazy. We'll talk about that a little bit later. I talked to with Steve Ossie about it. He has his own opinion on that. I wanted to quickly say Russia, if you saw this week, accused France, this came on Thursday, of committing a crude violation of the UN weapons embargo by arming the Libyan rebels. Washington said that it's all acting legal, creating new diplomatic disputes over the Western air war. France confirmed, of course, that they had airdropped arms to the rebels in Libya in the Western Mountains, becoming the first NATO country to acknowledge opening arming of the insurgencies against Gaddafi's 41-year rule. Now they're challenging them. They're saying that they're breaking the law.
Do you care who wins?
Just I do.
Honestly, do you
care? Yes, I
Why?
Do. I do. I don't
know. You think the rebels are better than Gaddafi somehow?
You know, I still wonder, like I've heard so many say and wondered at the very beginning, if they really know who the rebels are. It's probably the Brotherhood, you know? I mean, it could be anybody.
That's who it turned out to be in Egypt. They're the ones taken over, and Hillary is now recognized and started talking to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt.
Is she joining the Brotherhood?
What do we gain out of supporting people like that?
I don't know. I think it's... I saw it first as we were supporting NATO. We were supporting what? The world. But then you see, what is it? It's Britain, France, and the United States. Where's the rest of the world? I'm not getting it.
Listen, you know, we have some good allies like Great Britain, but they ran out of cruise missiles in like 24 hours. Over. I mean, there is nobody but us.
What are they doing
Obama
now?
Obama can call it NATO all he wants. It's our cruise missiles and our planes.
And Britain and France. Forget it. I mean, where's Germany? Where's all the other countries that are in the U.S.?
Germany's
that are in,
still,
I mean, in the NATO, in the U.N.?
I think Germany's still bound by World War II treaties. They're not allowed to have...
They're still bombing their own people, aren't they?
They're not allowed to have offensive weapons. <so.
laughs> And Russia, just crazy. And they're accusing, but whose side are they on? They're just stirring up crap, as always. You know, what's going on with that?
It's been happening our whole life,
hasn't it? Unbelievable. Do you think that the conflict over there has affected our oil? They say
no.
Libya doesn't have it, but...
Libyan oil doesn't come here. I know oil is a fungible commodity, so it shouldn't matter where it's going, but Libyan oil goes to Europe, so there wouldn't be any immediate repercussions to us.
Well, I don't know, and right away I saw on the news just this morning that Gaddafi is threatening war in Europe. I mean, he can't
How
even take care of the
that?
Rebels in his own country, and now he's taking over Europe!
He can't even take a walk outside. How's he going to...
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So much mouth going on and nothing happening.
Yeah, like I was
like
telling
the Charlie
you,
Brown.
I saw that Obama's now waging war in seven different places.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's got to rein him in. He's dropping bombs on Yemen and Somalia.
Do you really think he's dropping the bombs? Isn't he going along with NATO? I mean, he's just doing... They're doing it. They're doing it together. France, Britain, and the United States.
And I'm telling you...
Like I say, where's
Britain
the rest of the world?
France don't have any bombs left. They only had a couple to begin with.
Well, that's what they're spending our Social Security on, making more bombs. That's what's going on out there.
You know, this issue went all the way and affected Argentina. Did you know that?
No, what's it got to do with Argentina?
Remember the Falklands War?
Yeah, I do.
Somebody's mentioning down in Argentina, you know, Britain used up its slim number of bombs in Libya, so they don't have anything left for protecting the Falklands, so we should go take it again.
They are busy having weddings and just having fun and frolicking, and now the prince and princess are over here, and we're cooking for them. And, I mean, life goes on as usual. It's insane, I think. I think it's insane. You know, CNN now is having, they're putting up the most wanted list every week. Every week there's someone on the most wanted list, a terrorist.
Right.
Let's get to that right now. Who is he this week? An American-born radical cleric. He now lives in Yemen. Anwar al-Awlaki. That's
job.
Obviously his new name.
Yeah.
Wow, he's the new face of al-Qaeda.
Before he left here, it was Ted.
It was, or Bill. Born in New Mexico, he preached at a mosque in Virginia before leaving the U.S. for the Middle East. The U.S. regards al-Awlaki as the biggest threat to the homeland security that there is. U.S. officials say that he helped recruit Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalib, the Nigerian man, you know, charged with throwing the bomb up the transatlantic flight as he landed in Detroit. Remember that? Michigan?
that was
December 25th.
One,
that was a funny one. The militant cleric is also said to have exchanged emails with accused Fort Hood shooter. I can't believe they didn't know all this was going on either. I mean, I don't know what they're busy with. He killed a dozen fellow soldiers, and he was emailing back and forth to this terrorist.
So he's the biggest threat. Huh?
Yeah, he's the biggest threat right now.
And that's why they took the Depends diaper off the 93-year-old grandmother. Good job, Homeland Security.
I can't even talk about that.
That's about the age of my mother. And my mother goes through the airport in a wheelchair, too. So I kind of...
Well, you've got to check everyone.
Oh, my goodness.
If you're going to check anyone, you've got to check everyone. I heard two different stories, though. Come on. They didn't force her into it.
Well, it was 45 minutes, though. Need to spend 45 minutes?
Well, what happened if they had gotten to it a little bit quicker? She wouldn't have been so wet, and it wouldn't have been such a big deal. You know, I mean, just take too dang long. So anyway, okay, that is our most wanted this week. American-born Anwar al-Awlaki.
I mentioned in one of my columns that they frisked my mother this winter.
Yeah, you did, huh?
It's the same reason with this woman. She's in a wheelchair, so it's going to, of course, set off the metal detector, so there's no point in the metal detector.
Hey, they have a lot of 90-year-olds coming across the border carrying heroin. I mean,
yeah, it's a severe threat.
Come on, in their diaper. It could happen, but that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Well, I know. And then there's another one with a turban going from, he has no ID, through the gates, no ID, no real gate pass.
What did
they
have?
They were all
like
outdated.
Half a dozen boarding passes.
Oh, more than that. Like 28 of them.
How does that
happen? And yet a 93-year-old has to take her diaper off at the gate.
I don't get it.
Unbelievable. I don't get it either.